Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jack Aldrich, the author of Foresight 2020, an outstanding futurist, and I encourage you to check out his website. Jack, give us your web. Give it to us, please.
The website is my name now. It's just jackaldrich.com, and Aldrich is spelled with a U, U-L-D-R-I-C-H. Jackaldrich.com.
So check that out, folks, and you'll thank me later when for telling you about Jack and all the things he does. Check out his articles and the things he writes, and of course you'll be able to keep up with the next new book. Jack, we're talking about seeing things on the fringe. We're talking about paying attention to trends that we might not be right in front of us. And you also, in your list here, you talk about staying on top of emerging trends that are out there. So many business owners aren't even keeping up with the emerging trends in their own industry, let alone tangential influences that could possibly make a big deal. But I tell people that if you really want to see what the future beholds, Go talk to your customers and ask them what they're, number one, what are they doing? Number two, who are they doing it with? Number three, what do they expect from everyone? And if you ask them those questions, you'll find out what you need to be doing a year and 5 years from now.
You're absolutely right. You know, everyone says listen to the customer, and of course you should listen to the customer, but that's predicated on the idea that you're first engaging them with some really helpful questions from which you can solicit that information. And let me give you a perfect example. I know you've heard about it. I know your listeners have heard about it. But it was only 2 weeks ago that Pokemon Go was
released. Oh, yeah.
And let's take it. There are now more people on Pokemon Go than there are on Twitter.
That's insane, isn't it?
That is. But here's the question you should be, and I know that some retailers and others are already using Pokemon lures to bring customers into their business. But here's what your listeners should be doing, saying, what is, and if you're over the age of 35 or 37, it's unlikely that you're playing Pokemon Go. So you don't know what it is, but what is it, why are they doing it, and why is it important? And the reason it's important is it is the first example of something called augmented reality. People mm-hmm. are now engaging their physical world through their smartphones in a different way.
And some of them are walking off cliffs and in front of trucks.
And they're getting mugged because they're not paying attention. They're getting in accidents. It is insane. But I would really, here's where the businesses and their leaders have to get over their assumption. Say, well, this is just a stupid kid game. To say,
worry you, Jack, that this is also like a Manchurian candidate kind of thing where we're getting closer to where 1984 stuff where they tell us to do something and we all get up out of our chairs and go outside and do it?
Well, I think that there's certainly that possibility, but I also think that there are other ways to utilize this technology. And let me just, one of the things that I find interesting about Pokemon Go is that it's now at least getting kids out of their basement,
right,
out of their house.
Up off their backsides.
Yeah, they're actually going outside. They're exploring the physical world. So my point is, I don't want to minimize or say that there aren't negative aspects of this technology, and the Manchurian candidate is a possibility. But there are also these other ways to use these technologies in more positive, beneficial ways that might allow us to, again, start thinking more for ourselves or to communicate with our friends and neighbors in new and, improved ways.
Right. All right, what's another question we should be asking?
Well, another question is, how might the world change faster than we expect? And here again, I just want to use recent news, and I know you were talking about it a little earlier, and I don't want to get into a political conversation, but I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. What happened with Philando Castile and the police officer happened here, but it happened everywhere else in the world because that event was live streamed.
Right.
And it went fast. And Pokemon Go has exploded fast. We now have tools in our hands where we can share information and ideas really quickly. And I think that all business leaders have to be aware of how might your world change faster than you expected. As you and I were saying at the break, it used to be you knew who your competitor was because he or she had a business just down the street from you. But now that competitor can come from anywhere, and they can come from a completely different platform. They might not even have a physical building because they're approaching their business in a fundamentally different way. And
look how Airbnb has impacted the hospitality industry. Look how Uber has impacted the taxi industry.
Yep. And here's, I think if those industries, if the hospitality industry sticking with Airbnb would have stayed with questions, their first question was, well, staying with strangers is not a business model that will work. No one will ever do that.
Right.
Well, they were wrong. Mm-hmm. But now, did you see?
Because they didn't ask Pete, they didn't ask their customers.
They didn't. And now, did you see the really big news last week? The three biggest travel companies in America have now all listed Airbnb as a preferred business provider. Meaning business travelers are now.
Wow.
A couple of years ago, they were saying,
That's a shift, isn't it?
It is a shift.
That's a major shift. Hold on to that thought. Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. JackAldrich.com is his website. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us. Got a hard
ride. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.